אז אני אשמח להתחיל עם כמה נקודות על גישה, couple of points on the attitude and the direction. There is something very right about finding our posture and then just sitting. There's something that tells the mind and the soul, I can be steady. And actually it helps trust, which is so precious and needed in our life. So do feel that sense, an attitude, here I am, I'm taking my place. Steadiness, it's so needed in this crazy world. Okay? And the Zen phrase, the one seat, it's the one seat I'm sitting on right now. Here I am. So do get a sense of that. It's a feeling, it's a quality. Okay? And that allows us to go deeper. Because if we feel trust and steadiness, then we can begin to explore our reality, sometimes hidden under the surface, tachata ha'pnei ha'shetach. Maima tishim achuz shela karchon mitachata ha'mayim. אפשר לבדוק, מה יש תחת המים? What's under the water? What's under the surface? And something else that I've talked about, and going to the edge and staying there with kindness and interest. Just stay there. Let things open by themselves. They will open. They will show us. Just stay at the edge, whatever it is, a feeling, an emotion, an experience, pleasant, unpleasant, stay there. And it flowers. It opens itself. Lots of our experiences may feel we a bit contracted, okay? Mekavetz, we feel maybe in the body, kivutz. And we say, oh, okay, I have to open it. But the kivutz is telling us something. Let it tell us. Go there. Listen to the place. And another final attitude would be about our power to undo things, to look at what it's made of, this experience. Lefarek ktzat. What's this experience made of? Because usually we make a kind of a summary. Anachnu kol hazman oseh sikumim. Sikumim maher, zeze, vzeze, vzeze, vzeze. Or ani magish, or ani choshev. But stop. What's this experience made of? And that's a kind of curiosity. So some of the places we've been looking at in these last days and today, Vedana, meaning liking and pleasant and unpleasant, as being part of the nature of being alive, being a person, being a being, because it's not only human beings that part of being alive is that. Pleasant, unpleasant, happening all the time. So we turn towards it. Let it talk. Explore it. Something unpleasant, our reaction is to move away or to shut it down. But here we're turning to these experiences and listening. What are they telling us? It can be very, very simple. Where is it in the body? How is it moving? How is it changing? It's not abstract, it's not theoretical, it's very direct. The hindrances, we talked about that. So if restlessness comes, boredom, and all the hindrances, again, give them their space, give them their interest, allow them to be there, just as we said before. They may come, they may not come. And all the time, in a way, seeing things as they are, trying to see things like directly, with less processing. So a story arrives. It can be hugely important, like decisions in life, or it can be what's for lunch. Doesn't matter. Story arises. See it as a story. It's a story. It's a picture. It's a thought. It's a feeling. Just kind of see things as they are rather than building from them lots of constructions and interpretations and implications, meaning what it means or what you know, what I should do, or what I should be, or what I shouldn't be. So the body and the breath are a good base. Actually, all our practice life. It's this retreat and all our practice. It's not that we can leave the body. Once we start being interested in other things, we can forget about the body. The body is a really wonderful basis for our practice. So we are a good ground. We work with the body. The body is telling us about life. It's where life is expressing itself most easily and clearly to be seen. Life is expressing itself in our body, and it's the clearest place and the easiest place to see life. It's our window. The chalon, it's the window. Through the body we can see so many things. So we still are in that place. Looking at Vedana, as I said, as what arises as pleasant or unpleasant. If it grows, Vedana, it grows into dukkha, or grows into sukha, meaning grows into suffering or grows into happiness. Just know the way it grows. A small pleasant, unpleasant feeling grows. We make something out of it. We do something with it. Just watch all that. Okay, it's what happens. Watch it. And be quite interested in feelings, emotions, even little ones that are not really, you can't call, they're not regish, they're hargashot, little feelings like interest or step back, look, or hitlavut, or manyanoti, this is interesting, or that lo vedli, or hitnagdut, a little bit. Just their stream of feelings, and they're all the time streaming, because they're like water, come on, mayim. So let them be there and be the witness of our feeling life. As if we're standing next to the river or sitting by the river and watching the water and listening to the sounds of the water flowing. So feeling life, give it space. Give it interest. And feelings come with a whole lot of brothers and sisters. Feelings come with stories. Feelings come with thoughts. Sometimes feelings behind, we can recognize behind thinking. That's an insecurity. So know that. It's not a problem. It's just something to, it's an invitation, hazmana. So watch the feeling behind thoughts. A lot of busy mind is really based on da'aga, but sometimes very delicate, we don't notice it. What adin? So allow the feelings to be there, to be interested in them, see what they bring, see what they come with, itam. But if sometimes the feelings get strong and you want to simplify, just go to the place in the body that the feeling, you can say, okay, maybe hitkavtsut po, beit chazer. Okay. And that's the feeling, it's here. Okay, that's enough. Stay there. It's okay. Sometimes when we have, for example, fear in life, pachad, it's good to take it to a place in the body and say, okay, here it is. This I can deal with. Feelings sometimes, or regashot, hem kol kach b'kol makom, v'gam kolel ani, v'kolel historia, v'kolel sipur, v'kolel lo idea. ואז אי אפשר, זה יותר מדי, כמו כעס. כעס זה מאוד מסובך, זה מלא עם כל מיני תגובתיות וזיכרונות והגנתיות והכל. וגוף, וגם הורמונים, וגם משהו של animal life. Anger is for a biological protection. But maybe if we just see it in the body in one place, it can really help us. Just one place. Here's the anger. Okay, I see it. I'm with it. It's possible. I see it here in the body. So sometimes the being, cutting it down to a place where we can see the feeling is helpful. Because they had to take a prusa, a slice. Pay attention to the mind. We've been doing it from day one, with the body one moment and the mind turns up. As we practice day by day, we can sense that the mind becomes more possible to hold in our view, in our perception, in our awareness. It happens slowly. The beginning of our practice, whether it's years or whether it's one retreat, the mind is just taking over because there's a tsunami of thoughts. Slowly, slowly, as we keep practicing, we will be able to see the mind more clearly as thought arising, as tochen mentali, as zerim toda'a, stream of consciousness. We'll be able to a little bit see the way the mind is operatsabon, you say. That the stories that the mind is weaving. We slowly, slowly we can catch the mind more clearly. What catches the mind? Awareness. Mudaut. Mudaut is in a way stepping back and being able to see the mind. We become the Hatzofim, we become the audience, Ha'ed, Edut. Just know that place of Edut, of witnessing. Just know that place. I'm stepping out of the story, the picture, I'm able to step out and watch. What this Ed is, is more, very tricky. But should we say it's the capacity we have of our consciousness to be able to hold the content of the mind just as we can hold the content, hatochen, of the sound of the birds. So the mind, your mind now, and my mind, is listening to this voice, sound, and interpreting and understanding. We have a mind that does that. It's like a mind is a kind of a space and arising, things arise in this space. And so we go in a way to the space of mind and see what arises. Interesting to look at mind or as awareness as a sense of presence, as a sense of being, havaya, we are here. There is a awareness. Because of the awareness, we can know a thought. But also because of the awareness, we can feel the awareness in the body. When we're looking at the breath, it is not just breath. It is knowing of breath. The knowing and the experience are together. So do get a sense of knowing that is happening, of awareness that is in the... It's not just that we look at an object. There is the knowing. It's like we know that we know. Okay, we're aware of awareness. Yesterday, Simi and I were talking. Simi was talking about nama rupa. It's a language in the tradition of every experience having Nama means name, same word. Mind, body. So, kind of be aware that in every experience, they're both there. It goes more and more and more, of course, there's a lot more to it. But, should we say, understand and actually see that there is a knowing going on. When we see a breath, when we meet a feeling, when we experience the birds, or there's knowing itself. We can know the knowing. Just it's more like just a sense of awareness that fills us. Okay, and just get that sense of awareness that is filling us. And from that place of awareness, we can see a thought. It's like the awareness is a screen on which projected pictures in the movie, okay? Awareness is a screen, it's ready. Okay, what's happening now? Says the awareness, mudaut. Up comes a thought. So do pay attention to the beginning and ending of thought. Moments where thought comes and thought goes, and then what? Be aware of beginning and ending of feelings. A feeling comes, a resistance, an anger, irritation, and then it goes. What then? What opens up when something has gone? What's there? It's not abstract. It's like just being interested in the spaces between things or at the ending of things. My favorite story about this, by the way, is from the Tanakh, where Moshe asks God, "I want to see your face." And God says, "No, I won't show you my face. But go into this rock here, stay inside there." In other words, he's saying to him, "Go on retreat, get yourself in a rock, or shut down, or go into a hole. And you can see my back when I pass by." To me, it's one of these beautiful images that just stays with me. And I think, you know, these images that help our practice. We can see things when they pass by. We can see the back of things. Everything is moving. Everything is changing. We can see with them when they pass by. So that opens just a couple of words on insights that we can appreciate here. Just a reminder of some of the insights. Seeing things when they pass by is very much like what the Buddha said about experience, which is all experience is like a line drawn on water. Kav shemetzer al mayim. It disappears straight away. So a sense that everything is flowing past is really helpful to us, because most of our suffering, in, like I was saying last night, is because of fixation. Because they're kiba'on, that we hold something that is in our story and we just hold on to it, and it's painful. But something we can learn here, it's just passing, it's flowing by itself, it's coming and it's going. As I say, the biggest drama in our memory, in our life, and the biggest drama can be, we can be sitting with it here, and then the bell rings, and it's all of a sudden totally gone. And instead there's breakfast. Where's it gone? Why? It means that it was it wasn't really ours in the first place. If just the sound of a bell can get this big drama to just vanish instantly like that, I mean, it didn't really belong to us. Let things flow, let things pass through, let things see things flowing by. And there's a freedom in that. It's not that we have to disconnect from life and sort of not be in life. That is life. That's being in life. It's being in the flow of this moment and this moment, which reveals itself and passes on, which opens and passes on, which opens and passes on. And that's really being in the heart of things. So do allow that sense of things opening and passing by. And then much less pressure on a problem that we have to solve or a difficulty that we carry, because we see that it's going, it can go, it's not ours in the first place. It never was ours. We just took it on our shoulders and held it. So I think it's worth remembering some basis of the inspiration here. Everything comes because of conditions that create this experience right now. So I don't have to hold the whole lot. Causes and conditions create this moment. And then the next, another causes and conditions, the next moment. And more causes and conditions, the next moment. Just let go. Let it happen, okay? So let's sit with that.